23. Iceland and Cuba. Today we're looking at Iceland, which is situated very far north, almost on the Arctic Circle, and Cuba, which is on the Tropic of Cancer and lies between North and South America. The islands are roughly the same size in square kilometres, with Cuba much longer and narrower. Iceland has a population of less than 1/3 of a million people, whereas Cuba is more densely populated, having over 11 million inhabitants. Of the two, Iceland has a much higher income per head. As you would expect from its location, Cuba is hot all the year round, with temperatures varying from about 25 to 35 degrees. It is also rainy, especially from May to November. This contrasts with the climate of Iceland. Temperatures there reach about 15 degrees in mid-summer, July and August, but are at or below zero for the winter months. The politics of the two countries are very different. Fidel Castro came to power in Cuba in 1953 and turned Cuba into a Marxist state with himself in control. Iceland is a democratic republic. Economically, both countries have good natural resources. Sugarcane and tobacco are major crops in Cuba. Cuban rum and Havana cigars are world famous. Tourism is now an important industry. In Iceland, visitors come to see the spectacular geysers, but fishing remains the traditional industry.